had devised this elaborate plan and a lie to cover it up, saying that our friend had made the advances on him. She would later say that she had been friendly to this man and that the man understood what no meant and crossed that line anyway. Over the next 6 months, we were embroiled in a sexual harassment suit between our friend and her boss. The man accused us of many things, saying that we had turned our backs on him and that, as his friends too, we should have been more caring. We certainly cared about him. This was not the person we had grown to know. But the facts as he described them seemed difficult to believe. The man is well over 6 feet tall, and our female friend weighs barely over 100 pounds. Rumors flew back and forth that our female friend had been too provocative. "Maybe she brought this on herself," some people said. Nothing could have been farther from the truth, but it didn't keep people from speculating and gossiping. Because of this stress, there were times when our friend almost quit. She didn't see any other way. But she kept saying that if she didn't keep going, this man would do this to someone else. And so she persisted in her legal case. Finally, another woman came forward and admitted that the man had done the same thing to her. Then another woman came forward, and then another. Our friend's courage to step out from the crowd, summon her strength, and go forward made the difference not only in her life, but also in the lives of others. In the story in Mark chapter 5, the woman with the bleeding condition is an outcast, plain and simple. For no cause of her own, she is considered unclean and unholy. But after trying everything else, she heard that Jesus could make a difference. If she stepped out, people would talk, scoff, some would blame her for putting this teacher into an awkward situation. But she believed in Jesus. And more important, Jesus believed in her. And so she stepped from the crowd to touch the back of his garment, confident that would be enough to feel his power. It was, and her life was never the same. Sometimes moving out of the chronic life is about courage, raw and irrational in the eyes of the world, but courage nonetheless. Sometimes we believe it is easier to keep our mouths shut, to shrink back from living justly and rightly in our walk. But God expects more from us, and God's people need more from us. To live as though just touching the hem of Jesus' clothes will alter your future may be the most